Are we going to see Lance with the core four at all? Like, either starting or...
Yeah, we will see at times for sure. Okay. I'm going to use the best group that I think starts and the best group that's at the second unit. And right now, I don't really know. I wish I knew, but I don't right now.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to an all-new preseason Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Wild. With me, as always, is the one known as the Jaguar.
Mike Jaglin, the Jaguar.
Coming at you.
The Clips are back in the States. The Jaguar's making noises.
I love the Jaguar. Word on the Jaguar.
Back in the country.
Is the Clippers are back, and we pounded the champs last night. Pounded them. Now, I know that they were without their MVP and their finals MVP, Stephanie Curry and Andre Iguodala.
So we were lucky they didn't play, is what you're saying.
But we had our finals MVP, Paul Pierce. We had our Jay Smooth, who was talking trash to the bench of Golden State. I think that was some old Western Conference wounds from his Houston Rockets days. But I was sitting right behind the Warriors bench, and Jay Smooth, a.k.a. Josh Smith, was talking trash.
This is a rivalry.
It's a huge rivalry. Maybe the best rivalry in the NBA
right
now.
It probably is. I mean...
ESPN game, Van Gundy, Mark Jackson in the building.
And we're not going to, you know, tire everyone else out. We all know that Doc Rivers' words about lucky to win a championship were totally blown out of context.
But they're also accurate.
What I said is true, not the way it was said to them, you know. I've never said the Warriors were lucky. You know, that's completely unrepresentative of what I said. You know, I said you have to be lucky to win. You know, and it's a completely different way. And that's where, you know, and I actually referenced my team when we won it. Yeah. And I said, when you think of all the things that happened, you know, we were healthy. We picked up a loose ball. You know, P.J. Brown made a big shot off a pass from Eddie House, who never passed the ball. Paul Pierce wins a jump ball that was a loose ball that LeBron or Paul could have got, and Paul comes up with it. I said, so, you know, you have to have luck to win. Now, clearly, it bothers them for whatever reason. And that part, I could care less about.
Every single opponent they faced was without their one.
No OKC.
Right.
Didn't
have to face OKC.
Didn't have to face the winner of Clippers, Spurs. Granted, Clips didn't take care of business.
They played New Orleans, who was without their one. Then in round two, they played Memphis, who was without their one.
Well, he was
hobbled.
He was hobbled, yeah.
His eye was disgusting. Houston without their one. And then we all know Cleveland was like a shell of a team by the time it got to the finals.
Shell.
Without their one and without their Kevin Love.
Yeah, without two All-Stars.
They had the greatest road, but that is what I've said time and time again, Jag, is that you need that one slot. You need that one or two.
And you do need luck, as Doc was saying. You need balls to bounce your way.
Right.
You need,
injuries on the other side to go your way.
And that's what Doc brought up, you know, when he was talking about the whole luck factor is, hey, we had it in Boston. Paul Pierce went for a ball against LeBron. He comes up with the ball.
That's right.
Luck.
Luck.
Not, you know, not lucky that they won.
But which they were.
Well, I mean.
Hey, they were the best team
they were.
Last season.
They were. I mean, they were the
and
best
we
team.
And we shellacked them last night. They were never in it, Jack.
Yeah, they were the best team last year from beginning to end. I mean, let's be honest. The Clips got off to a slow start last year. By the time we look up,
right,
they're gone. Our division banner is gone.
That's right. That's
but
right.
Last night was great. Preseason, again, Warrior fans are going to say Clippers were lucky because no Iggy and
right.
no Steph.
Right.
But, you know, best performance of the preseason by this
far.
Team.
By far.
They get back in the States, they play well.
How great was the bench last night?
Phenomenal.
So we lost the great cup of China. We lost the coveted China Cup. That being said, we clearly bonded as a team. We went through some stuff. And we came back and pounded the champs. Yeah, we lost to Charlotte a couple times. But, Jack, these games don't matter on the WL columns. It doesn't matter. You don't want to go 0-8 like you know who did a couple seasons ago. We've gotten a few wins under our belt. We've got another preseason game, our last preseason home game, Thursday night versus the Portland Trailblazers. I'm excited to see what they look like because they took a real hit losing LaMarcus Aldridge to the Spurs. And then it's a week and we're on. We got three games in four nights. We start our season with a back-to-back.
Yep.
We play Sacramento twice in four nights away and home, and I'm excited.
No, I'm excited too. But again, this team just needed to get back to the basics. They had 3 days of practice. They were able to get squared away. Again, you know, Blake and DeAndre both went and visited Lamar Odom while he was in Vegas.
That's
now
right.
He's been transported to Los Angeles.
Thank God Lamar Odom woke up.
Yes.
It looks like he's on the road to recovery. The guy's a 35-year-old horse who sounds like was...
And that was the thing. These players care about Lamar.
Odom was, first of all, started his career as a Clipper. Uh-huh. Great glue guy and team guy. And clearly, like, has had tragedy after tragedy in his life.
Yes.
Was in Vegas partying his face off and then literally went into a coma for 4 days. But thank God he's awake. He's back, and hopefully this is the wake-up call that he needed.
Yeah, the guys get off this crazy trip from China and then go visit Lamar in Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows you
and it wasn't what like Lamar meant to them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, it's amazing.
You know, the Clippers are all about embracing their past and, like, really, like, you know, shining the Clipper alumni. And Lamar Odom is a proud Clipper alumni. He was a great part of that season when he came back, a couple seasons back when we had Vinny Vici.
Dan Wojcicki actually said this. He played, you know, 82 games that season.
He did. And he was like the guy. He was five in the clutch.
Mm-hmm.
That was back when DeAndre
didn't play at the end of the
game. Was a phantom in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
And it was always Lamar. And Lamar was fantastic. So we're happy he's back.
To let Clipper Nation know, one thing Doc did say is that Odom was one of his first calls when he got to the team.
He was one of the first calls I made when I got the job, if you remember. He brought him in, and, you know, I basically told him, get right, you got a job. And, you know, obviously he couldn't get that part of it right. So, you know, but what I told my players is, you know, you got to enjoy each other more. And, you know, I said Lamar had it right on the court, you know. And I said, he's the exact opposite of half the players, you know. They don't get it right on the floor. They don't figure out how to play for their teammate and be a great teammate and all that. I said, a lot of players never get that. And I said, yeah, that's what Lamar had. And that's why everyone was so emotional about it, because he is a great teammate. You know, every player that he played with, you hear it now, you know. It was once he left the floor is where, you know, he had a lot of demons, or he has a lot of demons. And so, so we talked about it a lot. You know, I don't know if that was the right conversation to have right before you walk out in the preseason game, because the guys were very emotional in the locker room about it. But I just thought it was the right thing to do.
Basically said, you have a job. If you
can
keep it together.
If you can straighten up
and
fly right.
You know, that was, we all kind of wondered if Lamar was going to join the team. There was always constantly that summer.
And he didn't.
First summer, yeah.
They got
he
Big
didn't.
Baby.
They got Big Baby later. But
who'd they get instead? They got a bunch of people instead of Lamar. We thought Lamar was coming back.
Yeah, we did.
But Lamar didn't play professional ball.
No. He signed a guaranteed deal with the Knicks.
But never showed up.
Never worked out.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
So,
well, we're glad he's healthy and he's back, and hopefully he can get his life back in order, and we're happy he's out of the hospital. The Clips went, you know, CP, DJ, and Blake went to visit him in Vegas. They weren't just in Vegas, happened to be in Vegas, oh, and we're going to stop by. They made a trip out specifically to see their buddy who was in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
That is freaky stuff, Jack.
I know. But it just shows you, again, what Lamar meant to these guys. And
The fun fact about Chris Wilde, the most jerseys I own of any player in any sport is Lamar Odom Clippers jerseys. I've got like five or six of them, Jack.
And he might be like the last player you took a picture with when you saw him in Portland, though.
He was the coolest guy. I ran into him Portland pregame at the, like, I just randomly stopped in to have a drink at the hotel that the Clippers were staying at, and I see then coach Vinny Del Negro at the end of the bar going over his playbook, drinking coffee at the bar. But then I ran into Blake and DJ and kibitzed it up with them and chatted with them. And then they took off to get ready for the game, and I go back to the bar, and Lamar Odom is sitting there, and he literally says, SHIT, I know you. I was like, hey, man, Lamar, good to see you. And he's like, man, you're always such a fool on the Jumbotron. And I was like, yes, that is what I do, sir. And then we just chatted and talked and hung out for like, I don't know, like 20 minutes, like, and just really talked and hung out. And the guy was the coolest, gracious, fun, nice guy, great sense of humor. Took a couple pics with him. I was bald at the time, just like he is. So we, like, you know, compared notes on having a shaved bald head.
You just odomed out.
We totally broed with L-O. We L-O'd out.
You L-O'd out.
Lamar broed him that particular moment. But yeah, he's a great guy. He's one of my favorite Clippers of all time. So I'm just glad that he is happy and healthy again, or on the road to recovery. But there was a time there where he was on a ventilator and it didn't look good.
No, it didn't look good at all.
And the guys went to visit him when he was asleep. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff, but he wasn't awake when they were there.
No.
So something helped.
But something, you know, and he's been transported to Los Angeles. So, you know, all the best.
Welcome home, L.O., and get well, get healthy.
Back
all right,
to
so
team, huh?
28th on the road in Sucktown versus the Sacramento Kings with a new coach, right?
No, George Karl's still there.
Oh, but he started like midway last season.
Yeah, and he and Cousins had the little rift.
Right.
They added Marco Bellinelli. They added Rondo. Uh-huh. So they have some new parts.
Right.
They drafted Kali Stein out of Kentucky.
They're better.
They're better. They Kufos they signed.
They could squeak into that eighth slot.
They're going to be one of those fringe teams.
Right.
Probably. It's actually similar to what happened last year. Well, we don't want this to happen, but Clippers played them early in the season, yep. And the Kings snagged them.
Yep. The Kings were hot to start last season, and they faded.
This is going to be a trap game this opening night. It is.
I like that we get to see him twice in four nights because we really get to figure him out, and it's almost like a mini-series, like a baseball-style series. You know?
It really is, but you kind of would rather face them, hopefully, after Karl and Cousins possibly implode down the line. You know what I mean?
They choke each other, and they swing at each other.
We don't know what they're going to do there, but...
do a Sprewell-Van Gundy revisit.
But they could be a borderline playoff team. I think they have the talent.
I think they will be 8 or 9. I think Portland's going to fall off. I think Dallas is going to fall off.
And the Suns always are around that area,
they
too.
They are. And I think Utah's young and could possibly
shock
people.
And they don't have Exum, though. They don't have they have point guard issues.
Right.
So, I mean, the big thing's going to be who is going to start at the small forward position.
I really liked last night with Lance Stephenson joining the starting five.
I loved it.
It was great.
I loved Paul Pierce
coming off the bench.
And I asked that to Doc last weekend. You know, are we going to see Mr. Lance, born ready,
be the click
with the core four.
Make him dance, Lance.
Yeah, and you know, then luckily he gets the start. And again, the spacing's not perfect, but that's his first
time.
The ball
movement,
structure.
The ball movement last night versus the Champs was phenomenal.
It was.
There were so many extra passes, mm-hmm. so many smart passes, so much ball movementitude. And it really frees up the open man to take the shot. And, like, you just, in the zone, you're gelling when you get that extra pass, and you're going to bury that long three.
There are a lot of armchair quarterbacks that love to bury Lance because he's not a great shooter. Well, he's one of the best in the league when it comes to driving to the basket and playing downhill. And he is a lockdown defender.
Incredible.
He played
defender.
Great defense on Klay Thompson last
All
night.
Oh, Thompson was a
it's
shell of his
It's only
going to
get better. And having a guy like Lance in your starting lineup that you know is a lockdown guy, that's going to allow you to put CP off of Westbrook.
That's right.
Off of, you know, Curry or Thompson. You know what I mean? It allows CP to have more shelf life, too.
Absolutely.
And not have to do it, you know, the entire court.
The depth is staggering.
Mm-hmm.
We are the deepest team in the league.
Well, and having Paul Pierce or Wes Johnson on the bench, you know what you're getting with them. You know, I think the upside of Lance is better than just plugging in Wes Johnson or plugging in Paul Pierce. Listen, if it's playoffs, go ahead, start Paul Pierce, you know? But I think for this team in the long run,
Absolutely.
Having Lance there really helps. And we saw the bench play the best they did all season last year, all preseason.
Absolutely. And also, if Lance is working in the starting five, play Lance in the starting five in the postseason and bring Paul Pierce in for some crunch time and some bench time minutes.
And Josh Smith looks phenomenal, doesn't he?
Incredible.
He does. Both ends. On charges.
I loved
blocking.
Him talking trash to the bench. Got a tee.
Mm-hmm.
Literally was supposed to be lined up for a free throw to get a rebound. Literally turned his back to the basket and was just talking smack to the hated Oakland Dubs. How great was Blake Griffin last night? Scoring machine.
That was a Blake game. And
blistering Blake.
The shooting's getting better.
Incredible. He was 18 points in the first quarter alone.
And I love how he was looking to get his shot around the rim, too. You know, he was being aggressive. And that's what, again, that's what this team needs. A lot of this team, even though they're so deep and they have many different guys, a lot depends on how far Blake can take it.
Was last night the first taste of how scary this team can be?
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
It was it was the best.
Sure, it's flawed. That, you know, they don't have enough shooters compared to other teams. But they have athletes. Right. And they have guys that can play multiple positions. Last year at this time,
they still got J.J. Redick, my friend.
Oh, well,
the best shooters in the league.
Well, we know that. We know that. And we love J.J. And we know how critical of the offense he is. But last year, we were talking about who's going to start at small forward, okay? Matt Barnes. Freaking Reggie Bullock at the time.
Geech.
And CDR.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about Paul Pierce, Wes Johnson, and Lance.
All better.
Yes.
All upgrades.
And all that can play
Matt
multiple
Barnes,
positions.
Boneyard, fan
not just
favorite.
The three.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
I get it. I miss Boneyard. That being said, we have upgrades in every single area.
And Austin Rivers, you know.
Austin found himself last night.
After Austin Dawson took out his teeth, he, you know, decided to, you know.
You know, he's rocking those Chinese porcelains. He got new teeth in China.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and apparently one shot to the dome and all of his teeth fall out like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, boy.
They put a candle in him for Halloween.
Things can go really bad because his teeth are, you know, he has one that was out and they're trying to save it and the other. Two, I think it was only three teeth. Other two or three were pushed back, and that means they're weak. So if they get hit, they can lose them all, you know. But honestly, I don't know if there's nothing you can do about it. Like, I mean, you got to play. The mouth guard will help only limit it. So his is just one of those things. If he gets hit in the face, it's going to hurt a lot.
All right, so the Clips look the best they've looked all preseason last night. Tonight it's the Galen Center.
That's actually
Center.
A very good idea for Clipper fans to put that on a pumpkin.
Austin Rivers' Austin Rivers' toothless grin on your home jack-o'-lantern.
Yes, yes. Tweet at us. Wavy, I know you're already putting that together for us.
I like to put a L-word jack-o'-lantern on front of my stoop because it really scares the neighborhood kids because, God, that team stinks. All right, so, Jag, we looked incredible last night. We've got Portland for our final home preseason game. We've got Galen Center tonight, or happening right now as you're listening, or it just happened, Clippers versus Clippers. I got a little bit of inside scoop. Doc Rivers was kind of upset that they went to China because he thought that they were going to actually go to Europe. And he was thinking we would do some preseason games in Europe, and then he would do training camp out in Europe, and he was really looking forward to that because the Clippers could have actually taken themselves out of the global running
for a couple weeks, right?
Well, like 2 years ago, we went to China, mm-hmm. and basically
3 years ago.
Basically, 3 years ago. Basically, the deal is that if you went, you can get 3 years off of going again, right? But Doc said, no, we'll be one of the teams that can do the global outreach program because he thought, since they went to China last time, that they'd be headed to Europe this time. So it didn't happen. They went to China instead, which is a more grueling trip. He didn't get to do his European vacation training camp.
It's Holiday Road.
Exactly. Look, kids, Big Ben Parliament. So he, whatever, it was, he got over it.
Think it's a big deal, but you know, we'll see. You know who is a big deal?
Who's that?
Former Sixth Man of the Year, your favorite
Jamal Crawford.
Yes,
Picasso, the man, the myth, the artist.
Oh, I had a chance to paint.
Jaglyn painted a picture with Picasso. Let's take a listen.
So, how are you doing? How was what is that feeling like after last year, like going through the injury right before the playoffs? What was that like?
That was tough, and I think it was especially tough for me because it's not that I wasn't healthy. It's just that I wasn't technically in rhythm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a guy who plays basketball every day of my life, and if you take 5 weeks away from me, it's hard to get it. In some moments, I show good moments, and most of the moments are bad, and I understood that was going to be part of it. Even All-Star break, I won't take a day off because I want to be in rhythm.
Did you feel a sense of, like, you brought up rhythm, but that you kind of had to rush things because
you just... I just was never in rhythm. Some things I thought, like, some shots I would think were going in, they were short or air ball, and some shots I would think weren't going in, they would go in. It's just not having a real feel for it, and that's it showed me why I don't take time off when I play that.
What was the summer, like, the season ended, and then... What was your mindset? You just blew a 3-1 lead in the series. What was your mindset?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, the first month or so was probably the hardest because just like, is this a bad dream? You know, did this really happen? But then after that, you have to start to get over it because if you don't, you'll be stuck in that mind frame. You don't want to do that going into your summer training and working out. So use it as motivation, but then you have to let it go.
You're one of the most beloved Clippers with Clipper Nation. You really are, and you're a great person. This summer there were the speculations. Yeah. We all know that.
Yeah.
You're very, you know, passionate, especially with social media.
Yeah.
There's also a nickname of Emo Jamal that you can kind of. Yeah, but what, you know, it all worked out, right?
Yeah, it worked out. I'm here. I mean, when I signed here, there's only three guys here. They were Blake, DJ, and CP, you know, and so I've been here just as long as anybody else, and I've been here, this is my fourth year, you know, so I think I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Obviously, you can't control rumors and things of that nature, but I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
With you, like, now it's kind of like it was your first year with you guys have a lot of talent on the bench.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. I think we have to figure it out, that's for sure. I think that first year we figured it out really fast, and that's kind of rare because when you have a lot of new guys like that, it usually takes time. Mm-hmm. Usually it's like a process like this, but that year, for whatever reason, we figured it out really, really fast.
For you, too, like, offensively, having these guys, what is it like now that you know that you have other playmakers with you?
I think that's great. I think it's a great thing because... Just like you guys knew I was going to take majority of the shots of the offense, second unit offense pretty much would go through me, so did everybody else. You know, so that's a little easier to key in on. You have other playmakers around you at every position. I think it's tougher, you know, and I'm sure I'll shoot a higher percentage, and they'll shoot a higher percentage because of it, and we'll work hand in hand.
Especially in the past, like, if JJ was cold, you would be in there right away.
Right.
Now you have a feeling of other guys that you can plug in, right?
Oh, for sure. We're deep. I think that's one of the talents of our team is how deep we are. And as soon as we figure it out, you know, I think the better off we'll be as a team.
What is the one thing that you worked on in the offseason? I mean, I know you're always at the gym.
Yeah. I think just mid-post area. I worked on a lot of mid-post stuff. I worked on a lot of catch-and-shoot stuff. I just wanted to be a better overall player. I wasn't happy with the way the season ended, so I was motivated all the way around.
Do you feel that the bench is turning the corner, or do you...
We have some work to do. Really do. I mean, we've had some good practices together, but that hasn't really transferred over to the games yet. So I think in time it will. I mean, we have a little less than a couple weeks till the season starts, but I think it'll be a work in progress. But once we get it, we'll be able to deal with it.
Is it chip or bust this year?
I don't want to say that necessarily, but we have our hopes set high. We really do. And I feel like we have the talent to do it. You know, we have the coaching staff to do it. So it's up to us.
Sir,
good seeing
you. You're the best. Great seeing you. Thanks, Jamal.
I wonder what Picasso and his kids, what kind of jack-o'-lanterns they're carving, Jack.
Who knows? But it's great to have Jamal back. I mean, now he...
Doesn't he looks good with hair.
He does.
Right?
He does.
He looks younger.
He does.
I was with my friends, and they're like, what is different about Jamal? Like, he's got hair. He used to be bald.
Yep.
And now he would let his hair grow out.
I think this is great for Jamal, though. Again, you know, having help in the second unit.
Incredible. What a difference a bench makes.
And he knows that it's going to take time. But they have an opportunity because there's so many playmakers.
What's also good is that, like, he comes off and is with the bench, and it's not, like, him and a bunch of jokers and new jacks. Like, it's Josh Smith. It's Paul Pierce.
Yep, Austin.
It's Austin.
Wes Johnson.
You know, Austin Rivers is, like, the young guy on that group. Wesley Johnson's a younger guy. But, like, Crawford, Smith,
or Lance.
And
or Lance.
Pierce.
We just still don't know. Yeah.
Crawford, Smith, and Pierce. Talk about three savvy, talented, skilled veterans
mm-hmm.
who are going to lead that second unit.
Oh, it's great. And again, like, the biggest task is how do you utilize these guys?
Right.
That's what it is. You know, again, and I think, again, it starts with who starts at the three, and then that kind of, you know, develops what your bench is going to be.
Last night we got a little taste of Cole Aldrich and Mbute. Do you think we're going to see more from these guys? I think we'll see more specifically from Cole.
More from Cole. I mean, again, Bamute and Chuck Hayes are battling for that last roster spot.
Right.
So we don't know yet. is Chuck going to make the team? Is Bob Mute? Or is neither? Who knows?
I think it's going to be Mbute.
But Chuck Hayes is one of the best, at only 6'6", he's one of the best post-defense defenders in the league. I mean, he really is. So, and he's a great locker room guy. So, there's pros and cons for both. Bob Mute can play multiple positions, too. But, again, Doc could just go with that open roster spot.
Right.
You know, he does like flexibility.
CJ Wilcox is not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, Dawson's not going anywhere.
Prigioni, obviously, not going anywhere.
Who's that?
Prigioni.
Oh, no. Prigioni.
Pablo Prigioni.
Narcos? Narcos, that's his nickname.
Hey, Pablo.
They call him Narcos.
I'm excited for Pablo Prigioni and Marco Bellinelli to go fascia to fascia. It's face to face, I believe.
Well, yeah. He and Ginobili played on the Argentinian national team together.
Fantastic. Argentina, the new Italy. All right, so Cole Aldrich, impressed with what you saw last night? Is there more to come?
He's still
coming off that injury.
He's here to defend and block shots.
Speaking of injury, tell me about Chris Paul's finger. What's going on?
No structural damage. We know that.
So it's broken.
It's broken, but that's not going to technically really get any worse. If it was like further down, mm-hmm. you would have been in trouble.
So no torn ligaments.
No.
I don't understand. I'm not a doctor. Tell it to me straight.
Yeah, if it were tissue or ligament damage, then we'd be in trouble. But he played last night.
He played great.
Wasn't easy, I'll tell you that much. A lot of things I wanted to do, but I'll be all right.
It's just something you just have to fight through like you always have.
Yeah, no question. You got to play. Ain't nobody going to feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Why did he get tossed? Did he want to get tossed?
He had a
healthy lead.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he's like, I just want to go in the locker room and, you know, play my Game Boy. I know he doesn't have a Game Boy, but maybe he was doing some tweets and some apps
little
and
kids
stuff.
Don't talk to him like that. That's what he told her.
What happened? Why did he get tossed? Was it two quick tees? I was really confused what happened.
I didn't even know at the time either. This Chris Paul's kicked out of the game. There were tees all over the place.
Oh, it was a tee fest. It was a damn tee party.
Mr. T should have been the referee.
I pity the fool.
Exactly.
He doesn't eat my cereal.
Exactly.
I got a busload of gymnasts solving mysteries. I'm Mr. T.
Yes.
So was it two quick tees or did he get a tee earlier? I don't even know.
I don't even know either.
But he got tossed.
He was gone.
That was pretty great.
Yeah. And first time since game 6 of the Memphis series when they were up 2-0 in that series. He got tossed in that game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
That was the last time
mm-hmm.
when it mattered.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't matter last night, but it felt good crushing the champs.
It did. It did.
Because their fans were there and pretty uppity.
They're always there.
Yeah, with their replica rings.
Warriors. Yeah.
They choke on their replica rings.
We should just get them ring pop rings.
I think the rings are going to pop all over Figueroa when we take the championship this year, 2015-2016. I'm really... Last night was the first night I was super impressed with the depth of this team. Now, undefeated at Staples in the preseason feels mm-hmm. good to me as a fan. I think we'll clobber Portland as well on Thursday night.
Probably rest some guys.
And then it gets real a week later for our home opener versus Dallas. Talk to me about Dallas. What can we expect?
Well, we play Sacramento before we have Dallas.
I'm talking about home games, Jaguar.
Dallas is banged up. Is, you know, Chandler Parsons going to play? You know, Wes Matthews probably isn't going to play.
They got Zaza Pachulia,
who was their DJ replacement.
Isn't
that what hippies
smell like? Pachulia?
Yeah, Zaza Pachulia. You know, that's going to be a great night.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great night. But I think we'll probably do a little season preview show, right?
Absolutely. So, but the first three games, it's two versus Sucktown and one home opener versus mm-hmm. Dallas. Mark Cuban will obviously be there.
It goes Sacramento,
at
Dallas,
Sacramento,
at Sacramento,
home Dallas, day off,
Halloween which yep. is going to be crazy there, and then
home Sacramento,
Halloween night,
home Sacramento.
Then the next, that Monday night is home against the Suns, and then they go to play the Warriors for that ring ceremony game.
Oof, which they intentionally chose that ring ceremony.
Ring ceremony nights aren't necessarily the best for teams.
No, I mean, didn't they lose when they gave Steph Curry his MVP?
Yeah. Hey.
I'm just curious, Jag, how many times have the Warriors beat us in the playoffs? Like, how many series have they won versus us in the playoffs? Zero?
Yeah.
Now, how many times have we beat them in the playoffs?
Yeah. Uno.
That's right. We're
Uno.
Undefeated in playoff series mm-hmm. versus the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
And I revel in that.
And Memphis, that's not luck. That's
Memphis,
not luck.
We split. San Antonio, we split.
Mm-hmm.
But Golden State Warriors, we got their number in the postseason, and mm-hmm. I don't forget.
Oh.
Take your replica ring, shove it where the championship trophy don't shine.
Time to go get those ring pops.
I want that Larry. All right, so we're in good shape. Preseason finally coming to an end. The regular season is rearing its head. It's about to happen,
mm-hmm.
and ClipCast is back in full effect. We have some exciting news that we're going to share with you in the future, but not now. Some exciting ClipCast news, and all your Clipper gossip and news can be heard here first.
Jag turns into a jaguar for Halloween.
You're going to dress up like a jaguar?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I will probably have some sort of mustache-conducive costume, whether it's Magnum P.I. or maybe a young Ralph Lawler. We'll see.
Oh, I like that.
A young Ralph Lawler would be strong contest. Costume, rather. Probably win a contest. I don't know that I'm going to that Halloween game.
Yeah.
I might. You going to go?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to go. You don't have kids.
Yeah, so you have kids, so...
I see. I feel like if I, like, am super dad of the year all day...
You've got to cover a lot of ground that day.
I know. Yeah. And there's a town fair thing, festival from 4 to 6.
Yeah,
and we trick-or-treat on the way home, and then, like, I put everybody to bed. I try to, like, slip my wife a Mickey and put her to bed at, like, 8 o'clock. Maybe I can make, like, the second quarter, Jack.
I'll just get her a glass of wine and say, babe.
We'll get a bottle of wine. Say, see you tomorrow morning. All right, Jag.
All right.
Let's sound the horn.
Thank you, everyone.
Welcome back.
Good seeing you.
Thank you, Doc.